Chavhei Amid Beis. Eight lines in the bottom. Okay. In the Mishnah, they were discussing a din. Now, what happens if Bezdin saw the Levana? So, what should they do? You need a dim and you need a Bezd. So, what do you do? So, it says in the Mishnah that what happens? Bezdin saw the moon. So, two people of the Bezdin go and they testify and they say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. What happens? If they saw Shloisha, three people saw the moon, the Gemara is going to explain all these cases. And so then Bezdin takes two of them as witnesses, they take some more Chachamim to make a Bezdin. Okay? So basically, the Gemara is saying so far that the Eidim can't be the Bezdin. Mm-hmm. Right? The Eidim can't be the Bezdin because you always have to take either two out of the three and put another group together for a Bezdin. So the Gemara is going to ask now, Ru'u Shleisha. No, one second. 2, 4, 6. 7 lines in the bottom. Let's start 9 lines in the bottom. Ru'u Bezdin. What happens if Bezdin saw the Levana? Yamdu Shnayim. They should take to the Yid Befneim and they should testify in front of them. So the Gemara asks, Amai Leitahei Shmiya G'day L'miriya. Why should listening be greater than seeing? If you hear from witnesses, you make the moon l'shchedesh. Mm-hmm. So if you see it, l'shchedesh is even better. Yeah. What's better, seeing something or hearing about something? Seeing something is much better than hearing it. Yeah. So the Gemara's question is very simple.
Yeah, testify too.
I understand, but the Gemara asks, why does Bezdin need to hear it from two witnesses to be able to proclaim Mekudesh, Mekudesh? Mm-hmm. L'shchedesh, why couldn't Re'iyah be better than Shmiyah? It is, Re'iyah is better than Shmiyah. And Abzera says no. The reason is they saw it at night. So because at night you can't be a Bezdin, so what they saw at night is not going to help them. So therefore in the morning they need to have the Bezdin. Okay, so now the Gemara says, and the Mishnah said, Ru'u Shleisha, what happens if three people saw the moon? Two of them get up, and you put the two next to, in front of the three. So again, the Gemara is going to ask the same question. Why also don't you say over here that two is better, seeing is better than hearing? And if you're going to say, if you're going to say the reason why they can't, is because they saw it at night. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara asks, "Hai nohach." So both cases in the Mishnah are exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
So why do you need two cases? So obviously, the first case maybe he saw it at night, and the second case he saw it during the day. But how could you say that both cases he saw at night, and basically the Mishnah is saying one din? That what? That seeing the moon is not enough to make it Mekudesh, you need testimony. So the Gemara's question is, why do you need both cases in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Sefer Itzrichli. You're right, it's speaking, you saw it at night. Why do I need both cases teaching me the same din? I need it for the Sefer. Why? It said in the Sefer, and a yochad nemen ayidei atzmi. It says at the end of the Mishnah, the expression, a yochid, who saw the moon, meaning, even if it's the greatest person of the Bezdin, if he saw the moon himself, he can't proclaim a Kiddush. Why? Why would I think? I would think, the fact that it says in the Mishnah, Dinei Mamonis B'Shleisha, when you want to rule Dinei Mamonis monetary things, you need a Bezdin of three. But if the person was a very special expert, a big expert, I would think Don Afilo B'Yachad. The din is, he could even judge alone. In Pirkei Avot it says, Al Tehi Don Yechidi. You shouldn't judge alone. But that's Milsa de Chasidusa, that's more than halacha demands. But according to halacha, if there's a yachid mumcha, this is the din of chayshim mishpat, if there's a yachid mumcha, an expert, he don't need three, he himself could do it. So the Gemara says, I would think, by Kiddush Levana would be the same thing. Just say, by mominus, by monetary things, one judge is enough, if he's an expert. So I would think, that if a person is a judge, an expert, if he saw the moon himself, he would be able to say Mekudesh. So it says, Kamash Malon. The Chiddush is, he can't. 1 second. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema hachinam, but taka, why not? Okay, you tell me a statement, he can't. that a Yachid Mumcha cannot make his own decision. But the Shaila is, why not? Maybe he could, just like by monetary dinim, he's allowed to, so maybe here also. So Gemara says, no, because we see in the Pasik that even a Mumcha can't. Why? And this is a Kriya we read yesterday. It says, Ein loch Mumcha l'rabim b'Yisrael, Yesim imesh Rabbeinu. There's no greater Mumcha than Mesh Rabbeinu himself. Ukaam Ali HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yet Hashem said to Mesh Rabbeinu in yesterday's Pasha Sachedish, at the Ika Aaron Badach, you need Aaron with you. Because it says, Vayemer Hashem, El Meshevel Aaron, Beret Mitzrayim Lemer, HaKadosh Hazeh Lochem, plural. So Hashem is telling Mesh Rabbeinu, listen, even you're not enough. So if he's the greatest Mumcha, and the Pasuk says, no, you need at least three, right? So you see from here that Yochan Mumcha, so it's different than Dinei Maminis.
Moshe Aaron is only two.
Good, but the Gemara learns the main thing is not one. That's the word over here. So therefore, we see that even a Yochan Mumcha is not good enough. So the case is both are speaking that they saw him at night. Okay? Really, from the Gemara so far the Gemara, comes out as follows. That if Bezdin Takas saw during the day, well, you can right away have a Bezdin, Taka, the witnesses would be to come to Dayan. The aid would be the Dayan. This that the Mishnah says not is because they saw it at night. That's the Gemara so far. Because now the Gemara is going to ask what?
Just out of curiosity, I remember learning in the Gemara and Sota that you only need one witness first for that.
No, not by Kiddush or Chayidush.
No, I'm saying.
By Isurin. No. There's two things.
Oh, really?
By Eid Achad, by Isur and Heter, yeah. By Kosher and Treif, the Gemara learns out from Seita Taka, that Eid Achad Namen be Isurin. One aid is believed.
Right.
And when the halacha is one witness is believed, it means even a non-kosher witness, like a woman, a relative, you know, as long as the person is trustworthy.
Oh, okay.
But in Maminis, in monetary issues, but witnesses are always two. Here we're talking about a dayan. The Gemara said maybe the dayan, if he's a mumcha, he could be one judge, not witness.
Oh, okay.
If Moshe Rabbeinu saw a murder, Moshe Rabbeinu himself saw a murder, and he definitely doesn't lie, and he's definitely the holiest Jew, but if he comes and testifies that Reuven killed Shimon, he doesn't go anywhere with it because there's only one aid, and the Torah says Pishnai made him. By Isser and Heter, the Gemara learns out from Seita that Eidach and Nambi Visurin, which explains that we learned when we're learning the dinah between Mincha Ma'ariv, we learned you have a Mashgiach in a butcher store, a Mashgiach in a restaurant, a Mashgiach, whatever, in a hotel, yeah? What does he do? He says the food's kosher. Isn't that what it's all about? He's testifying that the food is kosher. I is only one person. Or Halacha says even more. If you go home and your wife cooks food, and she's telling you the food's kosher, you're allowed to believe her. She's one witness, and there's a woman, and a relative, and all the things that can go wrong with witnesses. The din is Eidach and Namen Bisurin. But here we're talking about the judges. But so far from the Gemara, before the Gemara is going to ask now the next question, the Gemara's conclusion is that the only reason why the witnesses can't be a Bezdin is because they saw it at night. But if they would see it during the day, the witnesses could become a dayan. So the Gemara asks, the bottom line, Lemeimre de Idnasa dayan, are you telling me that if a person witnessed something, he could become a dayan, he's allowed to become a judge? Because that's what we're saying over here. Mm-hmm. If Bezdin would see the Levana during the day, Bezdin would be able to be not only the witnesses, but also the dayan. Mm-hmm. That means a witness, aid, could become a dayan. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, Lema Masnisan the Lake Rabbi Kiva. The Chayra Mishnah doesn't go like Rabbi Kiva. Why? The Tanya says in the Braisa, Sinhedin Shiro Echot Shahara Gesanefesh. What happens if a Bezdin was walking in the street, and Bezdin saw the way somebody Reuven killed Shimon? So now the Shaila is, they're all witnesses, but at the same time the Dayan. So what should they do? Miksasim Nasa Edim. Part of the judges become witnesses. Umiksasam become Nasa Dayanim, become the Dayanim. Okay. Divided Rabtarfin. So Rabtarfin says very simple. What do you do over here? You need a minimum, like Rashi explains, you need a minimum of 23. To kill somebody, capital punishment, you need minimum of 23. So what happens if 23 people, Bezdin of 23, saw a murder? So the Tarfin says, listen, take 2 out of the 23 and make them witnesses. Take another 2 guys, add them to the 21 to make 23. So the Tarfin says, right, even though they testified, they saw, but they can be a Bezdin still. Okay? Rabbi Kiva says, no, they're all disqualified. Why? Kulam nasa edim, they all become witnesses, vein aid nasa dayin, and an aid can't become a dayin. Okay? That means, Rabbi Kiva holds, all 23 who saw the murder become disqualified. Why? Reb Tarfin says, the truth is, a witness could become a judge. That's what Reb Tarfin holds. A witness could become a judge. Therefore, all 21, because 2 you need as witnesses, but 21 are still kosher judges. Aye, they testified. Aye, they saw it. Reb Tarfin says it doesn't matter.
Unless they all step aside and choose another victim.
But that, according to Rabbi Kiva, that's what you have to do. According to Rabbi Kiva, you take 2 out of these 23 as witnesses, the other 21 go fly a kite, they're out, and you have to create a new Bezdin. But Rabbi Tarfin says you don't have to do that. You just need 2 as witnesses. All the others you need as Bezdin. So you have 21, you take another 2, you make 23, and that's it. But Rabbi Kiva holds, you see that a witness can become a judge.
Isn't that a general principle?
There is, but the Gemara is going to differentiate now. The Gemara says, "Afilo teimer Rabbi Kiva." Arden could even go contra Rabbi Kiva, because the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva also says a witness can't be a judge. He says, "Ad kan leikame Rabbi Kiva." You know where Rabbi Kiva says a witness can become a judge, because it says in the pasuk "Bedina nefashos" only by capital punishment. Why? Because Rachman amar v'shavto eida v'tzilo eida. The Torah says the Bezdin has to judge, and the Bezdin has to save. That means, in simple English, Bezdin has to be completely unbiased. Bezdin has to be completely parif when they hear a case. Because the Torah says, in order v'shaftu, you need to be v'hetzili, you have to be able to save the person. Like, you know, a person is assumed innocent until proven guilty. Bezdin has to be parif. But Rabbi Kiva says, if Bezdin saw the murder, how could they be impartial? Bezdin's not going to be able to save the guy because they saw him do it. So over there, there's Exeris HaKosuv, by Dina Nefashis, that a witness can't become a judge. Because if he's going to become a judge, he's not going to be able to be impartial, to be able to judge, to be able to save the person. Mm-hmm. But by Aval Hacha, but here, by Kiddush HaChedush, who cares? I feel that Rabbi Kiva made that Rabbi Kiva would also agree that the Bezdin, the witnesses could become a Bezdin. Why not? Because here you're not saving anybody. Right? Here the question is, was the moon seen or not? Right? What's the problem by Kiddush HaChedush? By Kiddush HaChedush, the Shaila is, was the moon seen or not? Bottom line, it's not a court case. We want to know Begashmis. Did they see the Levonis Rish Chaydish? They didn't see the Levonis not Rish Chaydish, right? So, Rabbi Kiva would agree, over here, why can't a witness be a dayan? Why not? What do you care? Mm. By murder, where the judge has to be pariv, so a witness can become a judge, because he's not pariv. But by Kiddush HaChedush, Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva would admit. So therefore the Gemara says, Amishta could even go according to Rabbi Kiva, that aid nasa dayan, that a witness, and the only reason why the Gemara, the Mishnah says it's not good, is because they saw it at night.
That's mean we have to say that he's not guilty, even this here that He is guilty. You'll see that they killed somebody.
Even though they killed somebody?
Yeah. The Pusik says to be silly.
No, they have to try to save. No, the Torah doesn't say just save him if he's guilty. The Torah says you have to try to be able to save the person.
If somebody is so the murder, how can you...
That's why he can't be a... That's why he can't be a dayan. That's exactly the sort of... If he saw the murder, how could he be the judge to say the guy's innocent? You can't do it. Now, some people learn it's Exeris HaKosef. Huh? Some people learn why cannot, because it's Exeris HaKosef, and that's it. That's why a witness can become a judge. Okay, now this Mishnah is like a new type of Gemara. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss what's kosher as a Shefer and what's not kosher as a Shefer. It's going to the practical halachas of Shefer. The Mishnah says, Kala Shefris Kulam, all Shefris, any Shefer. Kshedim is kosher for Rosh Hashanah, Chutz Mishal Pora, except for a cow. The Shefer of a cow is not kosher. But any other animal is kosher. Mm-hmm. Why? Why isn't it kosher? Mepnei Shehu Keren. Because it's called a keren, not a shefer. And the Torah says you have to blow a shefer. There's a keren, which is a horn. There's a shefer, which is a shefer. The Torah says you have to blow shefer. So the Gemara says all horns are called shefer except the cows. A cow's is called a keren. What?
Isn't it also because of the eagle and zahav?
Okay. Did you write this book?
No.
You didn't write this book. No, the Gemara is going to get into the whole thing about... A prosecutor doesn't become a defense attorney. We'll see if we'll get there today. Okay. Then it says, I'm Rabbi Yisi. So Rabbi Yisi said, what are you talking about? All shefers are called keren.
Yeah.
Every shefer is called a keren, yet it's kosher. So why should this be any different? The cow is any different.
Yeah.
Shenema, because it says, b'msheich ha-keren ha-yevel, when they're drawing out of the yevel's keren. So you see, that it's all the union of a keren. So they're all called keren. So what's the difference? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, okay, that's the Mishnah. So the Be'er Rabbi Yisi holds, even a cow's horn is kosher. Mm-hmm. The Chachamim hold, everything is kosher, except the cows.
No, a cow doesn't have their horn.
Sure they do.
Bull does.
No, a cow does too. They
female?
Yeah, but they cut them off. When they're young, they cut them off. Because cows are more for giving milk and they're more around people and that, they don't want people to get hurt from them.
Oh. If they don't cut it up, you there's kosher for the shofar?
Huh?
If you don't cut
it up. No, you have to cut it off, obviously.
You have to.
Right. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Shaper come at Rabbi Yisi. Okay, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yisi answered them well. Every shefer is called a keren, so why should cows be no good? So the Gemara says, Rabbanon. So how did the Rabbanon answer Rabbi Yisi's question? So the Gemara says, you're right. Kala Shefer's, every Shefer is called Shefer and Karen. But Pada, Karen Ikri Shefer Lay Ikri. A cow's is only called Karen. That's my answer is as follows. You're right. All horns are called Shefer and Karen. But a cow's horn is only called Karen. So therefore, when the Torah says Shefer, it excludes the cow's horn.
So Karen Yeshua comes from?
Keren is a horn. Yeah. Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, the horn of salvation. The
ultimate one is from a cow?
No. The ultimate shefer of Mashiach is from a ram.
Because
Akedis Yitzchak. When the Yitzchak was saved, and they found a ram to bring instead of Yitzchak. So it says in the Medrash, a ram has two horns. So the left horn, which is spiritually for sure the smaller one, left is less than right, they used in Matan Torah. And the right horn is going to be the Shofar Gadol, the big Shofar that the Yitaka that Mashiach is going to blow. Mm-hmm. So Mashiach Shofar is going to be from a ram. And by the way, the best of them all is Taka a ram. Mm-hmm. We're just not, the best one is from an ayal. The Gemara is going to discuss later. The question is, b'diavad, if you don't have a ram's horn, can you use a bull's, can you use a cow's, can you use an ox, you know, what can you use? So the Chachamim hold, everything is good except the cows. And the Beis says, even the cows is good. So the Gemara explains, why does the Rabban hold the cow is no good if every shofar is called a horn? So the Chachamim answer, every shofar is called shofar and keren, but a cow is only called keren, it's never called shofar, so therefore it's not kosher for shofar. What?
I'm not sure about like the different animals, but does a horn have to, I mean a shofar have to come from a kosher animal?
Yeah.
So then how could it say it can come from any other animal?
No, he means kala shofars, I mean pigs don't have horns.
Any other kosher? No, I'm saying, but are there like non-kosher animals that have horns too?
Or? I don't think so. But if not, it has to be from a kosher animal. And the Gemara says, why not? Tichsid, where do you see that a cow's horn is never called Shofar? Because it says, the firstborn is axis, his glory, and his horns are the keren of the aim. Meaning, like he says, Rashi explains, that the horns of an ox are called keren, and never do we find that the horns of an ox or a cow are called Shofar. In other words, this, according to the Chachamim, an ox, a bull, and a cow are also no good. Because they're all cow family. It's only a ram.
Then the Torah calls it
a mountain goat, used domestic goats, these are all kosher ones. What?
The Torah said to Moshe Rabbeinu came to with a call.
With a horn.
Oh, yeah.
It means horns of glory.
Yeah.
That's why the secular world thinks Moshe Rabbeinu Taka grew horns. Because it says he came down with a card and a ponov.
They mixed it up.
Yeah, because they don't know how to tie chores. The Torah. Bechlal, I mean, it's off the topic, but it's a very interesting discussion in halacha. Do mitzvahs have to be done with kosher animals or kosher products? For instance, the oil for Hanukkah, does it have to be kosher oil or could be treifa oil? So the Gemara learns as follows. We say every day, for those that put on Rabbeinu Tam's children, if you don't, you also say Kaddish Niko Bechor. Okay, so it says Lamantihi Ateres Hashem Beficha, that the Torah should be in your mouth. So the Gemara learns out, what does the Torah mean? The Torah should be in your mouth. I mean, mitzvahs you don't do in your mouth. So it says, the Torah Hashem has to be min amutar beficha, from something which is permissible to eat. Okay? Now, by the way, it doesn't mean that when you use parchment, it has to be shechted animal, that you don't need. It has to be from a kosher animal. Okay? But the Torah says this pasuk by tefillin. And Torah Hashem is sefer Torah. So there's a big machlekes in poskim. Many rishonim and achreinim hold that sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah only have to be kosher. From a kosher animal.
Yeah.
Even the Nevela, even if it's not shechted. Some Rishonim learn, no. Every mitzvah must be kosher. Some poskim hold, That's only biblical mitzvahs have to be kosher. Rabbinic mitzvahs don't have to be from kosher goods. Right. Because Chanukah is rabbinic. So for instance, so everybody, in other words, as follows. Everybody says, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, it's called Stam, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, has to be from a kosher animal. Everybody says. That means the ink has to be kosher. It's not only the parchment, by the way. Mm-hmm. The ink, the box you make of leather, it has to come from a kosher animal. Everything has to be from a kosher animal. That everybody agrees. Some Boskim say, from there we learn out every biblical mitzvah has to be kosher. And some Boskim even take it a step further, that even a rabbinic mitzvah has to be kosher. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lepoil, the way we Boskim, there's a Teres Chesed, it was a big Pesach, a student of the Tzemach Tzedek. So he paskins that by a rabbinic thing, the Chanukah doesn't have to be kosher.
What about Megillah? It says rabbinic.
Yeah. So according to that opinion, the Megillah, technically, according to this opinion, you don't. Because, you know, why? Technically, according to that opinion, a Megillah, I believe, could be written on a non-kosher animal's parchment. But not everybody agrees with that. So you don't write a Megillah. I mean, you take the parchment that you take from a Sefer Torah. You don't dafka take... But the ink, therefore, also has to be kosher. But here, by Sheva, it doesn't matter anyway, because the Gemara says it's either from a ram or a goat.
The ink is...
The ink has to be kosher.
What is not kosher? It's ink.
No, there's a lot of ink which is questionable if it's kosher or not. Yeah. Depends how it's made. Huh?
There's some sea animals out in
there. Yeah, whatever.
Rabbinic mitzvahs are not...
What?
It's rabbinic mitzvahs, I mean, as far as cooking kosher oil and things.
Right.
You're lenient, but that doesn't mean that necessarily one has to be lenient, right?
No, of course not. Of course not. It's better always to have kosher. I'm not saying that. The question is, if you have only treif, can you do the mitzvah with a bracha? Yes. What happens if somebody has only, to give you an idea, chazer oil? That's all they have for Chanukah. Can they do the mitzvah, make a bracha? Because if you're not yetzer the mitzvah, you know, it might be a good idea to light the menorah, but you can't make a bracha, you're not doing the mitzvah.
What are Shabbos candles?
Shabbos candles is the same thing. It's also a rabbinic mitzvah. Now, Shabbos candles are a different story, because Shabbos candles, because you're benefiting from the light, you're restricted... That you have to only use a good light that you're not going to make bigger or smaller.
Well, Hanukkah, we have to sit by it half hour and benefit from it. Hanukkah light.
You don't benefit from the candle. You look at the story that the candles are telling. Oh. You're not allowed to benefit from it. We say in Aneris Halolu, Vein lanu reshus lehishtamish b'hem. We're not allowed to use them at all. You can't benefit from Hanukkah candles. That's why Hanukkah candles, you can use any candles, because we're not afraid you're going to make the flame bigger or smaller. Even on Shabbos, because you can't benefit from the light.
So Hanukkah candle, sit by it to reminisce?
Right. You don't sit by the Hanukkah candles to benefit from it. The Friedrich Rebbe used to say, you have to watch the Hanukkah lift and listen to the story they tell. The Hanukkah candles tell a story. So you have to listen to the story, so to speak, what the candles are telling.
Can you benefit from the shamash? Or?
Yeah. Because it's not the mitzvah candle. Okay, anyway. B'chal, today, the shofars we use is from rams. Because the chachamim say that you can't. Right. Okay, then the Gemara says, so now the question is, Rabbi Yossi, how does Rabbi Yossi answer what the chachamim say? The Chachamim said that a parah's horn is never called shofar. Mm-hmm. So why does Rabbi Yossi hold this kosher? Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yossi, Amar Lach, the parah nami ikra shofar. I'll show you that a cow's horn is also called sometimes shofar. Mm-hmm. Where it says in the pasuk, the seat of Lashem, you'll praise Hashem, misher perd. Simply it means, I'll magnify it. Okay, sorry. It should be more pleasing to Hashem than a shur and a pod, okay? Meaning as follows. It would be greater to Hashem, more pleasing to Hashem, your praises. The Pasuk in Tehillim is saying, when you praise Hashem, it will be better, v'sita v'Hashem, it will be better for Hashem than shor in a pod. So the question is, im shor lama pod? If the Torah says shor, why do you need a pod? V'im pod lama shor? Because a bull and an axe is really the same thing. So he says, Elamai Shor Pod. He says, it's interesting. Shor Pod, yeah, together is Shefar.
Oh, yeah.
So he says, the seat of Lashem, Mishor Pod is Mishefar. Because otherwise, Rabbi Yossi says, why is the Torah saying two names at the same time? Shor and Pod. So he says, what it means is not Shor or Pod, put the both words together and you get Shefar. So it means your praise to Hashem will be even better than a shofar. But what are we calling shofar over here? A bull and a cow.
And a cow.
So the basis says, you see, it's also called shofar. I mean, it's a little roundabout, but that's it.
But then according to the Mishnah, though, it has to have Karen and also be a...
Shofar.
Oh, a Karen and
shofar. Right. So I, Rabbanan, how did Chachamim answer now what Rabbi Yossi told them? She said, "Because Rav Mast, they hold a Rav Mast. The Amir Rav Mast said, my shirt part, what does it mean in the Torah? In this pasuk, when it says shirt and bird, the chair is the same thing. He says as follows, my shirt part, shugodul kapard. It means an axe that's full grown as a bull. In other words, he means, no, he quotes as follows. He goes into Old Megillah here. It means as follows. Technically, what's the difference between a shirt and a pard? An axe and a bull. Okay, it's the same thing. It's a male cow. So the Gemara learns, no. A shirt is under 3 years old, and after it's fully matured, at 3 years old, it becomes a bull. So a bull is a matured axe. So when it says over here, me shirt, pard, it means a full-grown shirt. And as Rashi explains, he's speaking about the acts of creation. When the Eibishter created the world, he created an axe full-grown, like a pod. Like, we know the famous question, and this answers evolution questions and all these shtusim that people have about the age of the world, right? So the answer is, the answer, they prove that the world is billions and zillions and trillions, gillions, whatever, I mean, they keep changing their mind. That it's how old the world is. So the answer, one of the answers is very simple. That when Hashem created the world, He created a full-grown world. Like, for instance, the Medrash says that Adam Arishan, when he was created a 20-year-old man. Meaning, fully mature, fully grown, fully mature. When the Eibishter made trees, He didn't make tiny trees. Hashem made full-grown trees, full-grown mountains, full-grown whatever. Now, Hashem, let's say, made dinosaurs. Let's say, nobody doesn't say anywhere that there's no dinosaurs. Let's say the Eibishter made dinosaurs, yeah? When Hashem made a dinosaur, He didn't make a one-day-old dinosaur looking like a tiny baby. Hashem, when He created dinosaurs, made full-grown dinosaurs. So how old were they 1 day old? They could have looked millions of years old. And therefore, if you find dinosaur bones that look a million years old, it's possible they looked a million years old. But they're only 1 day old. Understand? So the same thing by creation, it says, Mishar Pard, that He refers to creation, that the Eibishter created, the animals full-grown. And therefore it says He made a shard like a pod. Meaning He didn't make a baby shard. He made a shard pod.
Well, if He made Adam Arishan 20 years old.
No.
Yeah, so
no, because 20-year-old man is a full-grown man.
Exactly. So
he made a dinosaur full-grown.
But if he was younger, though, then maybe he wouldn't have been responsible for the chedetz of that.
No, he was responsible because he was 20.
Yeah,
right.
If he was like a 7 or 8 years old. You know.
Right. So, Ula says another reason. And this is what you said before. why isn't a cow, why did a Chachamim hold a cow's horn is not good for Rosh Hashanah? So one reason, the Gemara said before, because it's not called Shofar, it's called Keren. Ulamar Ula says a very profound thing. Hainu time of the Rabbanan, the reason why the Chachamim hold that the horn of a cow is not kosher for Shofar, because Rav Chista, like Rav Chista said, the Amr of Chista, Rav Chista said, Mipnama ein kein gadol nichnes bebegde lov, zohav lefnei v'lefnim l'avid aveda. We know in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol's garments were gold. When he went in on Yom Kippur to the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he said he had to change into white. So the Gemara, Rav Chista said, why did the Kohen not go into the Holy of Holies with gold? So he says, Lefi Shein Kategen Nasa Sanegen, an accuser cannot become the defense attorney. Meaning, the primary sin was the golden calf. And every year, Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to get forgiveness for the Egel Azov, for the golden calf, so he's going to walk in with gold. He's like, God, forgive me for the golden calf, and he's full of gold. So the prosecutor can't become the defense attorney. So therefore, like you said before, what is a parah? A parah is the mother of an Egel. Right?
Yeah.
You're going to use a shofar of a cow to get forgiveness on Rosh Hashanah for our avodas that comes from the golden calf. Hashem is going to look at the shofar of a cow and say, what are you crazy? You're bringing me a calf to get forgiveness. So the Chachamim say, you can't use a cow's horn. Just like says Rashi quotes about Parah Aduma, which we read last Shabbos. What's the yin of Parah Aduma? The Rashi says in the Medrash, when the kid makes a mess, you tell the mother, clean it up. Right? Not in this show. But they should be told. But the kid, a kid makes a mess, you tell the mother, clean up the mess. So the Eibishter says, the eagle, the kid, the eagle, the calf, made a mess, let the mother, the potter, come and straighten out the mess. And purify the impurities. Mm. So the Gemara asks the question. So basically, the Gemara answers a very simple answer. A cow is no good because ein kategen nasa sanegen. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? In the Beis HaMikdash and Yom Kippur, they did a lot of things with cows. There were bulls that they were makriv on Yom Kippur, and they sprinkled the blood on the Mizbeach. So how can they use blood of a bull, which again is an eagle? So Gemara says, "Va'ika dam pod," but it's a dam of a pod, right? So how do you use a bull on Yom Kippur? So Gemara says, "El v'ishtani ishtani," it's changed, meaning first it was a cow, an animal. Now it's blood, so the blood doesn't look so much like the original animal. But the Gemara asks another thing. When you went into the Holy of Holies, what was in the Holy of Holies? The Arden, and the Keruvim, and the Kaperis. And they were all made out of gold. So in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was gold. So why can't the... You say me, the Kohen Gadol can't go in with gold, but there was gold there anyway. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, no. What we're seeing is very simple. Gold is not the problem. The sinner can't bring gold. The coin is representing the Jews, right? Not that the coin is a sinner. The coin God is representing the Jews. The coin God is the, because the Jew is the sinner. So the sinner can't bring gold. The fact that there was gold inside is not a problem. So the same thing, the Gemara is explaining, according to the Chachamim, you can't use the horn of a cow because you're using it. The sinner is using it to blow shofar, to get forgiveness, then you can't use it. So the Gemara says, Va'ika kafa machta, but there's the golden ladle in the frying pan that the Kohen Gadol did bring into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You know, he brought the incense, right? And he brought the incense into the Holy of Holies. Yeah? Lepel, when he brought it into the Holy of Holies, what did he bring it in? In a golden frying pan. So how could he bring gold in? So the Gemara says, Chayta by Yizgor Kamninin. We're explaining as follows. The problem is that the sinner shouldn't beautify himself with gold. It's not again that he can't use gold. He can't beautify himself with gold. So the Kohen Gadol can't be wearing gold. But bringing in gold, in other words, Hashem says, you're beautifying yourself with something you sinned with. That you can't do. But stamp to walk in is not a problem. So the Gemara says, but there's still golden garments the Kohen Gadol wore outside. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, no, b'fnim karmi, we're talking about inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Gemara asks him a different question. But Shefa Nami Bechutzu, the Shefa is also outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So why can't you use a cow Shefa if it's outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara answers, Kivin, the Lord is the cardinal, the fact is for remembrance, that Hashem should remember us, you know, on Rosh Hashanah, Kibifnim Dami, it's like it was inside. So now the Shefa is different because we're telling God, hey, remember us, and it's going to be negative.